How many couches have you had in your adult life? Start at 9.9. It's Anna and Raven.
It's just a weird conversation, but here it is.
It's so, Raven, every time, I feel like every year you're buying a new couch.
Yeah,
couches have you had?
Trust me, if you were paying for them, you would feel like sometimes it's even more often. So we have a new sectional being delivered and a new sofa on top of it being delivered on Thursday morning. And I counted it up here because you brought up the conversation.
Because it's weird. I'm telling you. Go ahead.
This is the 11th set I've had in my adult lifetime.
That's insane.
11 sets.
That's so crazy.
What's so crazy about it, right? I mean, do other people not go through sofas every 3 years?
You know how many? My husband and I have been living together since we both graduated college, right?
Since
we were 21 years old, 22 years old.
6 months ago.
Yeah.
Right.
In the last 16 years, we've had two couches. And that's it. And the new one we bought 2 years ago.
You guys work
still
a
the
lot.
New one.
You're not home. All right?
What are
Maybe
you
I have more
about?
Leisure time in my life. I don't know.
We're always sitting on the couches.
You didn't have pets before. That would be something, right?
Yeah, but we had children. I don't understand. How do you go through couches so quickly?
So I counted them up here, and the only way that I was able to decipher it and get an accurate count was I had to do it by location. So I had one that was probably crawling with cockroaches that I got in Los Angeles at like a tag sale when I first moved out there when I was really young.
Okay.
And a second one in Valencia when I was moving on up like the Jeffersons when I was making that mountain money. I had a third and fourth one when I was in Hartford when I first got into radio there. I had another one in Boston.
Okay.
Another one in Las Vegas because you can't keep one from one marriage to the next marriage because people get so offended by it and get so mad about it or
is
whatever.
That true?
Big breakup. Plus, the other thing is when you're willing to break up, when you want to break up with somebody and you really, really, really want them gone and they just don't get the hint, you're willing to throw furniture at them to get them to go away.
Take the couch.
Right. I'll negotiate that you take the sofa and just go away.
Right.
Just go away.
Yeah, I can see Alicia being upset that you had your ex.
Las Vegas. then a sixth one was that during the divorce, I had to steal my mom's chaise. But I'm going to count that, all right? So that's number six. And I got another one when I moved into my next house after that. Another one then when Alicia and I bought our house.
Yep.
And we've had two in the new house so far because the first one we had to reject because the dogs wouldn't sit on it.
Raven has not only had 11 couches.
They wouldn't sit on it.
Remember? So Raven has returned couches
Bought
multiple
a brand new
times.
One. Yeah, one with the electric recliners, all that stuff, leather. It was gorgeous. Dogs wouldn't sit on it. Had to go back 2 weeks in.
I mean, who returns a couch?
this guy.
To me, this sounds crazy. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How many couches have you had?
One.
One?
One sofa in your adult life.
Yeah, I bought a house. I've been in the house for over 25 years, and it's the same couch.
Do you put plastic on it, or do you never sit on it?
No, it's a black leather couch, and it was a really high quality, and it's still in great shape.
Do you weigh 85 pounds? I'm trying to figure out how it is that the sofa would hold up. Are you extremely lightweight?
I wish I was 85.
No?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
The kids are on it, the animals on it. It's just a really great quality.
Thank you so much for the call. You're proving my point this morning.
I mean, cats, dogs, all the stuff that I've had on there. This sofa that we're getting rid of right now is maybe 3 years old. Maybe 3 years old, and it'll be on the curb.
That's insane. I plan on having my new couch, which is 2 years old, for the rest of my life.
Right.
That's my plan.
I just don't understand how it happens. Like, I'm not an overly large guy. You know, the dogs aren't all that. They're not. It's not like they're violent on the couch or anything like that. So I don't understand how it happens. It's so bad, we're considering getting plastic.
It's so weird. I asked,
like they did in like 78.
I can't.
Right.
I asked on our Facebook page because I was curious. I'm like, am I the only one that like I just have couches forever? Or,
right.
Or are you extreme? I think we both are because it looks like the average, and you can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven and answer too. About 4 to 5 is the amount of people have had in their lifetime. 4 to 5 couches.
4 to 5 couch. I'm 43 at the rate of every 3 years.
You know, 70 couches when you die.
It's crazy.
You can start your own store.
I'm already at 11, so it's like I've been buying couches since I was 8 years old.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. And it's true. In my parents' house, same couches. And their couches are holding up. I go over there, I sit down, and I'm like, wow, this is a really nice couch.
Mm.
And I'm just, you know, I don't know what happens with mine, man. They're just beat up. I'm serious. I'm either going to coat them in plastic or have one of those rooms where you just look at it and you don't go in.
You should buy stock in couches.
You know?
I'm just saying. Do it.
Yeah.